This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Today, President Trump signed legislation that's being called the biggest conservation law in a generation. It'll provide a major funding boost to the National Park Service to the tune of $6.5 billion over 5 years.
This is a very big deal, and from an environmental standpoint and from just the beauty of our country standpoint.
IPR's science and conservation reporter Lexi Krupp looked into what the new legislation means for Michigan parks, and she joins me to talk about them. Hi, Lexi.
Hello.
So let's step back. Why does the National Park Service need this money?
The Park Service has maintenance costs that have really piled up for years. That's because of chronic underfunding. And the agency calls the backlog deferred maintenance. Those pending repairs now total $12 billion across the country. That's for things like buildings, roads, trails, toilets, any sort of infrastructure. In Michigan, those outdated repairs stand at some $50 million. Here's how Tom Ulrich, the deputy superintendent at Sleeping Bear Dunes, described the cost.
Basically, anything that's beyond normal routine operations, there's no shortage of need.
At the park, repairs include a few big ticket items, like rebuilding the Lake Michigan Overlook on the Scenic Drive. Another problem is the ferry dock at North Manitou Island. It has chronic dredging issues. Then there's less glamorous projects like restroom and campground offices and the park's maintenance shop.
So how does this new legislation address some of those needs?
The new law is called the Great American Outdoors Act, and it sets aside billions of dollars to fix the most urgent repairs across the Park Service. I should stress, this is a really big deal. Lynn McClure with the National Parks Conservation Association said this law has been decades in the making. She's really excited about it.
It's hard to overstate what a great, huge role that the Great American Outdoors Act plays in fixing our national parks. Congress just made the largest investment in parks and public lands in this country in 50 years, so it's monumental.
The bill also creates a massive jobs program. It's expected to provide work for more than 100,000 people. And it funds another pot of money for public lands called the Land and Water Conservation Fund. That's at almost $1 billion a year, in perpetuity.
Why is this bill passing now?
The political cards have really lined up just right here. First, the Senate is at play in November, so there are Republican senators in endangered seats who are able to convince the president to sign this bill. And then the pandemic has caused this economic recession, so a jobs creation program actually sounds pretty attractive right now. I talked to Professor Linda Bilmes at the Harvard Kennedy School in Cambridge about this. She spent her career studying the economics of the Park Service and even wrote a book about it. Here's what she said.
The amount of spending going out in stimulus right now is so vast that basically the $9 billion that is being spent on this bill just doesn't seem as big of a number as it did 6 months ago.
Besides these political and economic factors, the pandemic has created this unique sentiment where people really value public lands. There's a lot of support for the government to set aside funding to protect these places.
And what does this mean for Michigan parks?
So the trick here is that this money hasn't been split up yet. And remember, the legislation only covers about half of the park's expenses for repairs. This is what Tom from Sleeping Bear Dunes had to say when I asked him about what the park might get.
Yeah, I actually don't know because I don't think that's been determined yet. The details aren't specific enough in the bill to say, you know, Sleeping Bear gets this much.
What we do know is before this bill was passed, the Park Service approved a multi-million dollar project at Keweenaw National Historic Park in the Upper Peninsula. But the rest of Michigan's costs and the timeline, that's still up in the air.
So what happens to all the costs not covered by the bill?
That's a great point. The bill definitely isn't a cure-all for the Park Service. Funding is really variable year to year. So it's a combination of federal money, user fees, one-off donations, and concessions. Linda said the operating revenue really just isn't sufficient.
The way that we fund the national parks does not enable them to be sustained. It's not sustainable.
But in the meantime, this bill will be a huge boon to the national park system. We can expect to see some of this money reach Michigan parks as early as next year.
Lexi Krupp keeping us updated on National Park Service funding. Thanks, Lexi.
Thanks for having me.